Okay, it's time to swing it on over to my main man, Bobby Gales, right now with today's guest. Good morning again, Bobby.
And good morning to you as well, Shirley. So today, we're talking about Bike to Work Day, which is May 20th. And with gas prices being what they are, this might not be a bad deal to get some exercise and save gas and cut down on pollution. So my guest this morning to talk about it is the Director of Commuter Connections, Nicholas Ramphos. Nicholas, good morning. Welcome back to the show. So for those who might not be familiar, tell us about Bike to Work Day and the activities taking place this year.
Yeah, so Bike to Work Day is an annual event, and over the course of the last 2 years with COVID, the event was a little bit more muted. We didn't hold the event in 2020, but this year is going to be big and bigger than ever. We are looking to hopefully have around 10 to 15,000 registrants who will be at about 100 pit stops throughout the D.C., suburban Maryland, and northern Virginia. And, you know, given the high price of gasoline right now,
yes,
biking to work may not be a bad idea for some folks.
Exactly.
To be able to do it. Mm-hmm. And we really want to promote the fact that you can bike, particularly if it, you know, makes sense for your commute. And we want the folks to try it out.
That is awesome. So where can people go to get more information about Bike to Work and, of course, about the routes and pit stops?
Yes, so there's a map that shows all the pit stops, or you could choose your pit stop, and if you go to biketoworkmetrodc.org, you'll find all of the information there, as well as a free registration. And for the first 15,000 registrants who arrive at pit stops, they're going to get a free event t-shirt as well, and that's no charge, it's free.
There you go. Well, Nicholas, I want to thank you very much for taking time out to share this information with our listeners. I really appreciate everything you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
All right. My guest there, Nicholas Ramphos, the Director of Commuter Connections. Now, if you would like more information about Bike to Work Day, which is May 20th, you can also go to our website at whur.com. Okay, time for a look at traffic. Angela?